You've got to live life based on vision, and vision always sees in the darkest places of life.
Welcome Gail McWilliams as she helps us see beyond.
The other day I had a friend call me and said, "Gail, I have a gift for you." I was pretty excited, and perfume is my favorite. But no, it wasn't that. She said, "I'd like to take you to the movies." The movies? How many people who can't see go to the movies? Well, I guess they go unless it's a scenic flick, and then that's like going to a mime convention. I said, "Well, sure. I'll be glad to go with you." She said, "You're going to love this movie. It's about an elderly couple, and it's heart-wrenching." And sure enough, it was. I cried all the way through the movie with my friend. And as we were finished with the movie, I took her arm and we began to walk up the aisle. I was blowing my nose and wiping my eyes, thinking to myself, next time someone gives you a gift that's this sad, stay home. Finally, when we got to the top of the corridor of this large Dallas theater, my friend said, "I need to go to the restroom, do you?" And I said, "No, that's okay. I'll just stand here and wait for you." She said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Sure." So my friend took off and left. And as I stood there, I perceived that I might be in the way of some people. So I stepped back two big steps, and then I stepped over two big steps to get out of the way of everyone. And after I had quit crying and standing there and ready to go for the day, still no friend. There I stood alone. But I knew that people were passing in front of me, so I just began to say, "Hi, how are you? Have a good day. Hope everything's going okay for you." When finally my friend came back and said, "Gail, what are you doing? You're standing in the men's restroom." Sure enough, there I'd been greeting everyone. You got to occupy where you are today. And whatever you do, choose to look past the horizon where the sky's the limit. I'll see you soon.
For more about Gail McWilliams, go to GailMcWilliams.com.